We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach Chachasukah Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph Sif Yud Gimel. Gamach Chag, even after Sukkos, Kishasasa as a Sukkah, when one dismantles the Sukkah, Lo Yifsa La Eitzim, don't step on the wood. Lo Yishtamish Be'em Ladov, I'm going to use the parts in the Sukkah for something inappropriate, something not respectable. Mishum that Tishmishi Nitzan Nenu Kamay Tzitzis. This was used for a mitzvah. These parts of the sukkah were used for something so important, the mitzvah sukkah, and they should not therefore be used in a disrespectful manner. And the Paiska suggests, the Mishnah Berurah says, that this halacha doesn't just apply to the schach, it applies to the walls of the sukkah as well. Sif Yudalad, or salacha possibly say, the sukkah teish for gomer, one cannot engrave or write the word, the pasuk of Pesukas Teisfu, or Shah pasuk, or any other pasuk, of the last Kiyotzboi, on a cucumber and a pumpkin, Lenoi Sukkah, to make that into a decoration for the Sukkah. Mishum de Yova Akach, they design. Afterwards, it's going to be thrown into the garbage. Void, Dasa Lichta Pasuk Shlele Tzarech, one may not write a whole pasuk without a purpose. The put Psukim on paper decorations that could be put away from year to year is more lenient. And again, of course, one should never write Hashem's name in full on any of these decorations. And furthermore, it's best, as we just learned, to write only part of a pasuk. And however, I saw that the Paiskim suggests that if you're already buying a decoration, you're not making your own decoration, you're buying a decoration that has a pasuk on it, there is more room for leniency. Sif tazvav erev sukkos lachar chatzos hayom, on erev sukkos after chatzos, lo yoichel pas, one should not eat bread, kedei sheyoichel besukkah l'tayoven, in order that it should be able to eat in the sukkah with appetite. V'yesh laharvis b'tzdukah erev sukkos, also it's appropriate to give tzedakah on erev sukkos. Simen Kuf Lamed Hei, Din Yeshiva Sukkah. Ksiv, the pasuk of the Sukkah, Teish Veshiva Shyamim, Perish Tadur Besukkah, to live in the Sukkah. Amr Tari Yeshiyada Besukkah, Shiva Shyamim, the Tarak Dasha says the one should dwell in the Sukkah 7 days. Kamoshu Darba Besukkah Kalashana, as the same way he dwells in his home the whole year. Kain Ata Ika Dirasa Besukkah, so now he should primarily be in the sukkah. Shiach l'sotoche should bring into the sukkah Caleb Hanoim, his nicest tableware, matzos nois, nice tablecloths, v'oichel v'shoyse, eat and drink, v'loimen and learn, u'metayel v'yoshim b'sukkah. Tayel doesn't mean that you should take a walk in the sukkah. Teal means that you should sit in the sukkah with menucha, with enjoyment. And therefore, what's included in this halacha is to build the sukkah in a way and in a place that the sukkah should be enjoyable to be in. And the Kura Yaakov says, whoever does more in fulfillment of this mitzvah will have bracha min hashamayim. V'yashim b'sukkah, one should sleep in the sukkah. V'afilu m'sapim b'chaveiro, if somebody has to talk with someone else, yisaper the sukkah, the place to have that conversation is in the sukkah. However, of course, the Shlach Kodesh says that the sukkah is a makam kedusha, and since it's a makam kedusha, we have to be careful how and what we say in the sukkah. But still, even though we have to be so careful about how and what we say in the sukkah, still the halacha is we should try to be in the sukkah as much as possible on Sukkos. The Kenim is spelled Yechidus. If he's davening without a minion, he's spelled B'toich HaSukkah, he should daven in the Sukkah. But of course, if he has the opportunity to daven with a minion, even though it's not in the Sukkah, he should daven with a minion. Similarly, if one can learn comfortably in the Sukkah, he should learn in the Sukkah. However, if it's not so comfortable in the sukkah, or he doesn't have his svarim in the sukkah, then I can learn indoors. V'ksiv l'man yedu derasechin k'besukkos hashavtos b'nei Yisrael, b'tzeisi oisim meres mitzrayim. The pasuk teaches us that we should all, for all generations, know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us into Sukkos when we left Mitzrayim. Okay, in Tzrich L'cham B'Shiv Sukkah, one has to have a mind when he sits in the Sukkah. Shetivon HaKadosh Baruch Hu Leishah B'Sukkah, that we were commanded to sit in the Sukkah, Zeich L'Tzis Mitzrayim. The Sukkos El Shem HaKosev, the pasuk that says, B'Sukkos HaShafti, what type of Sukkos are being referred to here? Nachal kabam tanoim, there's a machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Elazar mehem anani akovid, shekha bam akarish baruch sabaseinu. These are the anani akovid that we were encircled with. L'mal shiakim sherev v'shemesh, that we should not be affected by the elements. Rabbi Kiva mesukkos mamish shoslam b'shas k'nisa nechama. We actually built sukkos when we were in the middle because of the heat, the sun. V'abish yitraim mitraim b'chadish nisan. Even though we left Mitzrayim in Chodesh Nissan, Lo Tzivon Las Sukkah Bois Zman, we were not told to make Sukkos, the Yontav Sukkos, the Sukkos, during the spring. L'fishus Chol Shemois HaKayitz. It's the beginning of the summer, the spring. V'der Kol Adam Las Sukkah Letzei. People typically go out at that time of the year from their homes outdoors. And therefore, if we would make the Sukkah at that time of the year, V'hoi Lo Yosin Ikeris, Shehi permits us Baruch Shmai. It wouldn't be obvious that this is being done because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do this mitzvah. We make the sukkah in the fall when it begins to rain in Eretz Yisrael, and that's the time of the year. People start going back indoors, and we leave our homes to go sit in the sukkah. B'zei Yir L'Kol becomes obvious, Ki Mitzvos HaMelech Aleinu La'Soysoy, we're doing this as HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us. And therefore, the halacha is, the Bach tells us, that specifically on the first night of Sukkos, when one sits down to fulfill the mitzvah sukkah, he should have both of these opinions that I just mentioned in mind. Yes, the Mishnah Berurah says that somebody who sits down in the sukkah and just has a mind that I want to fulfill the mitzvah sukkah has fulfilled the mitzvah. But the Bach suggests that it's appropriate not just to have a mind that I want to fulfill the mitzvah, but it's also appropriate to have a mind why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this mitzvah. And I saw that the Ben Nishchai suggests that not only on the first night of Sukkos is that appropriate, every night of Sukkos, every time we go into the Sukkah, we should have that in mind. Also, I saw another point to have in mind when somebody sits in the Sukkah. Sukkos is Chag HaOsef. It's the time of the year where they who lived in an agricultural society would bring their produce into the home. And that's the time of the year where we have in mind that Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gives us Panasa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should continue taking care of us. Siv Beis, Tzarech L'Achzik the Sukkah B'Kovid, one has to treat the Sukkah most respectfully. Shleim Mitzvah B'Zuyus Alav, not in a way that it should seem that he's not interested in the mitzvah. L'Kein Lo Yachzik Tocha Kelim She'enem Mechubadim, one should not take into the Sukkah vessels that are not respectable, K'goin Kederis. One should not take in pots into the Sukkah. However, I did see that the Chai Adam says that if there's no other way for you to transport your food into the Sukkah, there's room for leniency. Similarly, the Kacha Shem B'Mayim, the bucket with which they used to collect water, the Kelim Shemashabam Kemach, the vessel in which they kept the flour in, Vareva V'Yoira, Umachvas Umakadeshes, different types of pots, pans, grinders, or kiyotz ben, should not be brought into the sukkah. The gama karis lach achila, so to the plates right after eating, tzarech leitzin l'chut should be removed. Dirty plates should be tried to be removed from the sukkah as quickly as possible. Av kli shtia, cups, yir b'sukkah, can be in the sukkah because you want to be able to drink if you need a drink. V'noyagin shle lachnas toich aner shacheres, people don't bring in an earthenware candelabra, Mishum Damas, it's not clean, it's not nice. The Kain Lo Yasmam Tashmet Bozoy, one should not do in the Sukkah something which is not considered respectable. Kagon Shtifas Kteris Rekaris, like washing dishes and plates. Avakaisis mutalishtav, again, since you want to have something to be able to drink, that you, those you can wash in the sukkah. V'koshken dosa lashnaba, certainly one may not urinate in the sukkah. Afapishayis became b'takli, even into urinal. Afapishayis became b'takli, even if somebody who does that in their house. If one has a small sukkah, he should be careful not to bring any candles into the sukkah. If one can bring candles into the sukkah, he has a sukkah where it's safe and big enough, so then it's appropriate to light the Shabbos Yontif candles in the sukkah. If not, you should light them as close to the sukkah as possible, that you should see them, and that you should be able to see them in the sukkah. The Paiskim discussed in previous shiurim that nowadays there are many people that have sukkahs that they just remove the skylights, open the skylight, and it may be in the kitchen. And it's not appropriate to do so. The sukkah should not be in the kitchen where we have the sink and the pots and the pans. If you want to have a sukkah indoor with a skylight, it should be open in a room which is more has a more respectable use. And similarly, if somebody sleeps in the sukkah and he has Nagel Vasa right next to his bed, he should do so in the sukkah, but he should remove him from the sukkah as quickly as possible. Avatasha Shemitah Mutta B'sukkah, one could have relations in the sukkah. Shrei Ikka Mitzvah, the way the mitzvah is primarily fulfilled, is Ish Vishta, when the couple are in the sukkah together. However, if somebody brought into the sukkah kalim that should not have been brought there, and in the selsbekach, it doesn't become disqualified. But when they're in the sukkah, you should not make a leisha b'sukkah when those kalim are in the sukkah. The ad sheyitzim, until one removes those kalim from the sukkah.